book's out in Australia and the US now, and there's a strange kind of relief. And all this weird hard work that I've done the last 5 years, just writing like a maniac and not living life. I treated my writing process like I was on a factory line, and it was insane. I'm still doing it. I'll still just sit down, and all I need to do every morning is, like, I'm trying to go into relax mode, not turn that muscle off completely. So I just have to sit down and write one good line a morning. One interesting thing to me a morning, and it's funny because my whole identity has been tied up in writing the last few years, and now I feel like I keep going, am I allowed to rest now? I keep always asking myself that. Can I just stop? Can I just can I live life? But I've forgotten how to live life because all I've done is just write. And there's so much inertia and momentum behind committing myself to that, like trying to sprint a marathon. I've kind of forgotten how to be a person in the world. I've become more writer than person, and that's kind of disgusting. when I'm trying to just greedily become this meaning-making machine and not be a human, then I've lost touch with what makes a person a good writer in the first place. I'm more writer than I am human now, and that's a weird place to find myself in. So yeah, now I'm sounding like a writer saying, oh, I need to get in touch with my humanity again. But yeah, I've almost got to, there's nothing I've got to do. I've been wandering around and just walking through places, and that's been a kind of a reminder of what I used to do, because the last 5 years I've just basically been inside the entire time. Like I said before, like it's like just working a factory line of writing, and now just walking around and just seeing stuff, and I don't even know what it's doing for me, but I kind of enjoy it. It's really nice just to see stuff in its goodness and shitness and loveliness. And I'm in this car park in Hawthorne at the moment, just looking at these trees, sitting in the car. It's one of my favourite things to do, just sit in the car, drive somewhere random and sit in the car. Well, this isn't completely random. I went to check Readings bookstore to see if the book had sold. So I was really just catering to my mild anxiety over is the book doing all right? Is it going okay out there? But yeah, I keep trying to remind myself it's out there now, and it's just doing its own thing, and it becomes its own world to new people. It's a weird feeling. I keep trying to make sense of that feeling. Even though I've made lots of books before, this feels a bit different. It's a different feeling to posting stuff on Instagram as well. Like at night time before I go to sleep, sometimes I want to watch stuff on a screen, but every time I do, I go, no, I need to read stuff off a piece of paper. Reading stuff off a piece of paper just calms me. It has a different effect. It talks to the heart more when I'm reading printed words on a piece of paper. I love the idea that it's a little message in a bottle just floating around out there. And it also, I kind of feel like there's a sense of like, oh, I've achieved some weird dream. I never told myself that it was a dream, but it was. It kind of was. Like, really, I wanted to be a cartoonist and publish cartoons in books like Michael Looney. But then I look at all the books and cartoons now and I go, oh, thank God I didn't get that dream of writing cartoons for books. I'm so lucky that I was forced out of that dream and I had to find something else. I always, yeah, it's amazing how all these weird setbacks that I thought were setbacks at the time ended up being the best thing to happen to me. And it's taken me years to realise and understand how those setbacks were blessings in disguise at the time. Because all the cartoons in cartoon books and stuff, I'm glad I'm not doing that. I'm glad I'm not doing that shit. I bought a few cartoon books and they're good, but they scratch an itch for me that would have been an itch to scratch in my 20s and not now. I still appreciate them though, like little gag New Yorker style cartoons. Yeah, there is a sense of loss, a weird sense of loss as well, like when you publish these books and they're out in the world. And I go, oh, what do I do now? Do I just go off and write another book? And I've seen a lot of poets who will write series of books. And I'll go, do I turn myself into a business where I just write a series of the same thing? But then I think I'm not a business. Like the new book, that's Darby Love, and then there's the second one that comes out in March that's finished, which is You're Going to Be Okay Because You're Fucked No Matter What. And the title of that is going to put off a lot of people who liked Darby Love, even though they share a lot of DNA, quite literally. Yeah, do I just write another book? Like, and I'm kind of doing it at the moment. I'm still writing. I'm still making stuff up, and I'm trying to see what a third book would be, and I don't know what it's trying to tell me it wants to be yet. I'm just writing. I'm not trying to control the ideas that I'm writing. I'm just writing any old shit that I like, that seems interesting, and then I'll see if there's a certain collection or a certain theme that starts to emerge, and then I'll make that into a third book. But what I was saying is, I was thinking after these first two books through Andrews McMeel, part of me thinks, imagine if I wasn't just writing books for the rest of my life. What else could I use storytelling or creativity for? And I'll still write books, but maybe these books are just a stepping stone towards writing video games or something. Like, I love video games. The ones that are done well, kind of, they linger in my head when the story of those games are finished longer than most novels and even classic novels. I've always felt like creativity, the best creativity, kind of leaves, it's like a perfect circle, but it leaves a little broken link in the circle for the audience to complete the circle. And video games just naturally do that. They naturally leave a space for the audience to participate in it, because it's a video game, you're participating in it. With a novel, it's harder to, it's a kind of feels like a closed circle, and unless it's written in a very particular way, like a poem that leaves a bit of room for an audience to enter, it's harder to enter it. It's a kind of a closed little fortress, and it's complete, but a video game allows you to almost participate. And so that's why video games, I feel, linger longer, because I'm involved. I've got stakes in this story, even though I know that it's got its limitations and all that sort of stuff. I'm basically inside a matrix, but it's still, even the illusion of it, I'm happy to buy into it. And it makes me, and that's why they linger longer, video games, video game stories. And yeah, not a lot of video games do linger, but yeah. Anyway, back to what I was saying was, yeah, maybe these books that I've written are just a stepping stone to something else. And I'm in that sort of where I've closed the door on those books for the moment, and I'm in the dark corridor, and I'm waiting to see what other new doors that I wasn't expecting open up. Maybe I end up being some kind of story consultant on something. I don't know. Just some weird, random opportunity. Like, it feels like most of my life I've hoisted the sails up and let the wind blow me and show me the way. Like when I applied for every single job in a newspaper, 2,000 jobs back in the 2008, I just with the stupidest resume I could write. It was a little bit funny and creative, but applying for 2,000 jobs, and I let the jobs pick me, and I was a copywriter in advertising out of that stupid resume for a year or so. But yeah, that's where I learned to write. I've talked about that before on another podcast, but that was just an example of just putting the sail up and just letting the wind blow me to an interesting place. And sometimes the wind's blown me onto the rocks, often. I have to deal with the wounds of being blown onto the rocks a few times in life, but yeah, I'm curious to see where this all leads. Anyway, Yeah, if you'd like to leave a review of this on Spotify or Apple or a comment on YouTube, I'd love it.